You're listening to SBS News.
Heavy Russian strikes hit the southern Ukraine port city of Mykolaiv overnight Saturday and early on Sunday, killing the owner of one of the country's largest grain-producing and exporting companies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered his condolences to the family and friends of agricultural tycoon Oleksiy Vatatursky and his wife Raisa, who died under Russian shelling. Local officials say the 74-year-old and his wife died when a missile hit their home. Mr. Vatatursky owned Nibulon, a company involved in grain exports, and was a recipient of the Hero of Ukraine Award. Mr. Zelensky says the nation is grieving.
The Russian strike took the lives of Oleksiy Vatatursky and his wife Raisa, the founder of one of the largest Ukrainian agricultural companies and a hero of Ukraine. My sincere condolences to the relatives and friends of the Vatatursky spouses. People like them, companies, and our Ukrainian South guaranteed the world's food security. It's always been so and will be so again.
According to a Ukrainian presidential adviser, Mykhailo Podolyak, Mr. Vatatursky was specifically targeted because he was one of the largest farmers in the country, a key person in the region, and a major employer. His agribusiness included a fleet of ships for sending grain abroad. Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the United Nations signed a deal last week to allow the export of grain out of the Black Sea and to international markets. It remains to be seen now how the killing of Mr. Vatatursky will affect Ukrainian grain exports. Dmytro Baranov, the deputy head of the Ukraine Seaport Authority, tells of how much grain used to pass through Ukrainian ports before the invasion.
During 2021, 160 million tons of cargo turnover through whole Ukrainian ports. It's very important, sector of economic for Ukraine.
In regards to the airstrikes on Mykolaiv and the death of Mr. Vatatursky, Mr. Zelensky says no action by Russia goes unanswered.
Now the Russian army is trying to strengthen its positions in the occupied areas of the south of our country, increases activity in the relevant areas. Part of the Russian forces are transferred from their positions in the east to the south, to the Kherson region and the Zaporizhia region, but this will not help them there. None of the Russian strikes goes unanswered by our military and intelligence officers. The armed forces of Ukraine are ready to respond to any new activity of the occupiers.
This comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross says it has not yet received permission to visit the site of Friday's attack that killed dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war at the Olenivka facility, controlled by Moscow-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. The interim commander of the Ukrainian military's Azov regiment pledged revenge against Russia for the strike, saying his forces considered the attack on the prison in Olenivka as an act of public execution by Russia.
We will find them wherever they are, in the occupied Ukraine territories, Russia, or other countries. Ukraine as a state will ensure a fair punishment. For a day, they lied about the Ukrainian army. And today they confirmed their crime with a statement from the embassy. I want to remind Putin, who is personally responsible for this war, that no one talks about the rope in the hanged man's house. This means you cannot talk in someone's presence about things that unpleasantly remind of weaknesses, shortcomings, or troubles.
Meanwhile, hundreds of people are lining up at the Welcome Home Humanitarian Center in downtown Odessa every day. They have fled the conflict-ridden cities of Mariupol, Kharkiv, Kherson, and the Donbass region. Here, they get food, medicine, clothing, diapers, and hygiene-related products donated by private individuals and major international organizations. Supplies are plentiful. Maria is a volunteer at World Central Kitchen there.
For now, people aren't worried about what might happen tomorrow. They're just trying to fix today's problems.
Ukraine exported nearly $70 billion worth of goods in 2021, but stalled shipping combined with possible Russian military advances could ricochet, leading to significant shortages in Ukraine. Victoria is another volunteer at the Welcome Home Humanitarian Center.
I understand that anything actually can happen. I didn't thought that war is possible, but, well, here we are, and, anything can happen.
Russia's war against Ukraine has now entered its 158th day. Sam El-Ghalib, SBS News.